The Giving Back Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
Chuck, thanks so much for joining us. Can you start by telling our listeners a bit about who you are?
My name is Chuck Jones. I'm the owner of River City Kites, which I opened in February of 2020. However, I've been selling kites in Chattanooga since the 90s, first through a vendor's cart and then through kite making workshops. I helped found the Scenic City Kite Club. I've been a part of the of Chattanooga's kiting community pretty much since the beginning.
And tell us a bit more about River City Kites and what your business does.
Okay. Well, we sell kites, of course, but we also sell whirly gigs, sport discs like Innova and Prodigy disc golf stuff. We sell boomerangs, tops, and toys. But I also sell kite-making workshops and do those mostly for now. Since COVID got going, we've been doing it for small groups like family get-togethers, birthday parties, that sort of thing. What I really sell, though, is an opportunity to relax and forget about the day's stresses.
How do you feel like, Chuck, that your business makes a difference for our community and makes an impact on the people that you work with?
Well, like I was saying, you know, the look of joy on a child's face after as they're flying a kite they've just decorated and made is priceless. If you were ever at the Sculptures in the Sky Kite Festival at the Sculpture Field, I have a big hand in organizing the kite activities for that. I'm the one who recruits all the people who come in from out of town with the big kites. That's one thing. I've also helped organize the Tennessee River Park kite fly that lasted for 19 years.
So, Chuck, I know that you worked as a teacher and that you incorporated kites into your work with students. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I taught middle and high school math and incorporated kite making and flying into almost all of my levels of flying, from calculating the area of the kite to finding how much wind you need to fly the kite to finding out how high the kite's flying using trigonometry. And we did a quadratic unit on kites, radical functions. And even today I participate in a national conference call on tethered aerospace systems that's organized by NASA. So there's just all kinds of, it's amazing the ways that kites have been used. I've written tons of lesson plans related to kite flying. I've even incorporated kite flying into church presentations where we talk about the wind and the spirit. I can find a way to incorporate kites in just about any subject.
Chuck, what initially got you interested in kites?
Well, I tell you, I've been flying kites all my life, and they just really excite me. I've always flown model airplanes, kites. I got my pilot's license probably when I was in college. I've flown hang gliders, sailplanes. So I've always had my head in the sky, and kites have been with me since the beginning. So, when I look up into the sky, it's like I was saying, my worries disappear. And I'm looking at the clouds, I'm looking at the birds. I've always enjoyed them.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.